it fits our format and the technical quality is good, then who knows what might happen. But anyway.
Technical quality. Mm-hmm. Keep that mm-hmm. in mind.
Yeah. It's got to sound good.
Got to sound good.
Has to sound good.
Has to.
You know, technically.
Technically.
All right.
Okay. We hey, had. I'm huh? sorry.
Go ahead.
We had received a call from Richard just a little while ago. Forgot mm-hmm. to say he's from Port St. Lucie.
Okay.
He was given that donation of $144.12, and he was asking for others to give $12. He just wanted to get the day going.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for him. And, I'm thankful.
Yeah. So he's just asking for those that give a donation of $12. He prays for the station. He prays for us. And in specific, those that agree with him on this $12 thing, that he will pray for them specifically, whatever their needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he was telling me that through WCNO, he had heard an advertisement. This was February of last year.
Not an advertisement.
Not an no. advertisement. He heard a spot.
Okay.
For.
You got to be careful because we don't do advertising.
It was not
we
an advertisement. Not advertise, yeah. Take that back. He heard a spot that there was going to be a meeting for put on through Power Evangelism Ministries, which is Apostle Ronald Solly, who has a program here on Saturdays. So Richard had heard about that, and that God was doing miracles and people were being healed. So he went to the meeting February of last year, because he had had two fractured vertebrae. Went to the meeting and God healed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just so ecstatic about that. And he said he couldn't even sleep the entire night because he had no pain in his body. And then even up to now,
he's oh, yeah.
maintained wow. that healing. So he's very, very grateful for WCNO. And he would have never heard about Power
that
evangelism.
Meeting, yeah.
Yeah.
Had he not been listening to the station, yeah. Well, you know, faith comes by hearing the word of God. And, you know, we know that God's in the healing business. God's in the deliverance business. God is in the saving business, saving souls and changing lives. God is in the business of putting lives back together, restoring marriages, restoring relationships. You know, I remember a song Carmen used to sing. He said, I thank God, you know, that he saved me and put me in my right mind, too. You know, so, yeah, right. you know, God just does so much for us. And the Good News station here, WCNO, proclaims that every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bringing you the message of hope and salvation that is found only in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so that's why we're here, and that's why this morning we're asking you to contribute and to give. Listen, we have $671 to go to get to the next $1,000 level. We have today, tomorrow, and Friday, we have $94,671 to go. Now, so many times in the life of people that we read about in the scripture, they came up against obstacles that seemed insurmountable. You know, when Moses and the people of Israel were delivered out of Pharaoh's hands, they came down to the edge of the Red Sea, and the army of Egypt was behind them, pursuing them to destroy them. And they were standing there on the edge of the Red Sea, and they couldn't go to the left, and they couldn't go to the right, and the army was coming up behind them, and it was insurmountable. How do you take this many people, you know, across the Red Sea? You know, and you know, I've read the account, and I don't think that, you know, Carnival Cruise Line was there to take them across. You know, Norwegian Cruise Line was not there to assist. You know, the U.S. Navy didn't have a destroyer parked off the coast of the Red Sea to deliver them. It seemed insurmountable. I mean, what do you do? And God said, stretch out your hand. What do you have? He has a rod. Stretch out that rod over the Red Sea. You know, we talk about stretching your faith, standing up in faith. Would you stretch it out this morning? You know, we look at this $94,671, And we think that that may be insurmountable. But, you know, if we could have the faith of Moses to stretch forth our hand and stretch forth what we have in our hand and give it unto God and reach out to God with it this morning, there's no telling what might happen today. You know, I said this morning, David and I, we were talking before we went on the air this morning, and I said, you know, we're $94,800-something away from our goal. I said, it wouldn't hurt my feelings at all if we were to accomplish that today. Now, I don't know how we can do that. I really don't. In the flesh, I have no comprehension of how that could happen. Well, maybe somebody out there could write a check for $94,000, but that's not what I'm asking about. I'm thinking that, you know, if the people of God, you know, when the Red Sea was opened and the waters parted, do you realize that every single Israelite had to have the courage and the faith to step foot forward on the dry ground? Mm-hmm. Looking to the left, there's water standing up. Mm-hmm. What's up with that? Looking to the right, there's water standing up. But God opened up the Red Sea, and they were willing to step out onto the dry ground and cross over to the other side in faith.
Amen.
You know, that same water that stood up for them swallowed up the Egyptians.
That's right.
You know, and so the friends, I'm asking you this morning, if you're standing up with us today, know that God will sustain you. God will not fail you. God will carry you through. God will minister to your needs and minister to ours when you just stand up and do what God would have you to do. Is there anyone out there this morning? We have spent an hour here already this morning. We've had one call from Richard trying to get things going. We're going to need more than one call. We're going to need people of God to stand up with us. And so, friends, you know, we don't have matching funds to offer you right now. We don't have anybody calling in with those matching funds. Maybe there may be no matching funds all day long. I know that somebody's got that on their mind maybe this morning. But we just simply need you to match your love with God's love. Stand up and call and make that pledge. Our phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And when you call, we simply get your name, your number, tell us how much you wish to give, and we'll send out that letter to you with an envelope enclosed. Send it back when you're able. Send it back when you can. It's not due tomorrow. It's not due next week. You can stand up. You can step forth. You can do what God wants you to do, and I know that God will bless you for it. Now, the lines are open. David, give them those numbers. We are running out of time.
Toll free, 888-221-8990. Local call, 772-221-1100.
All right. Well, there's the lines ringing. God bless you. Thank you for that. We're $671 away from that next $1,000 level. If you have never given to us before, we encourage you to do that. And we hope that we'll hear from you right now. 888-221-8990.
Still.
Yes, the Lord reigns here on WCNO. Well, we're coming up on the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. And we're grateful and thankful for the folks calling and giving already this morning. And we want to thank Tammy from Hope Sound calling in and giving a gift this morning of $15 a month. Tammy, God bless you. Thank you for your gift of $15 a month. Every month for the next 6 months, that's $180. Dave, and then Doreen.